such as she, Shema, his divine grace. Rabbi, Chanadad, Bhaktivinoda, Goswami. Srila Prabhupada Jai. And let the go the voice now, the Rinrika Jai. Namacharya Srila Vidas Thakur Jai. Rem Say, Go Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gada. Shiva Siddhi Go Bhaktivinoda Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Kopikapadas, Shyam Kund, Radhakunda, Giddy, Gober, Don Gijai, Vrindavanam Gijai, Majoram Gijai, Jagadavasami Gijai, Yuvanavai Gijai, Shivadi Dalasidev Gijai, Sivadi Bhakta, Vrindi Gijai, Go, Vrindananda, Hadi Hadi. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Prabhananda. Nama Om Vishnu Krishna. Prestaya Budhle Srimad Gautam Vedanta Swami. Namaste Namaste Saraswati Deve. Gauravani Vachari Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarini. Okay. So, Maganati Miranda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshuran Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual masters, Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Shilpopad, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, we're continuing with our study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 11. And today we're beginning with text 137 in Chapter 11 of the Bhaja Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there is so much realization to be attained when you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita like this. I'm relishing this like anything every day. Okay. So we only have a few more days till Janmashtami and Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. So we'll be having special timing of the class on those particular days. And after those days, it looks like I will be going to Europe. So I have like a two and a half week vacation from the classes. Not a vacation. Two and a half weeks. Just putting things on hold for this. But we'll also be giving classes from Europe at different times, of course. Okay, let's go. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, let's go. Vasudeva Deki Prabhu Anandita gana tandre kachuka hi tandra ange hasta dia. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Vasudev Dat, the older brother Mukunda Dat, he immediately became very happy and placing his hand on his body began to speak. Yadyapi Mukunda hamasange shishuhoite Tanha haite adika suka tomare dekite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, although Mukunda is my friend from childhood, I nonetheless take greater pleasure in seeing you than seeing him. There's a reason for that. And we're going to hear why. Vasudev Dat was the older brother Mukunda Dat, who was the childhood friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is naturally a great pleasure to see a friend, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Vasudev Dat that although it was his pleasure to see his friend, his pleasure was increased by seeing the older brother. Vasukai Mukundada Paila Tumara Sangha Tumara Chetana Paila Se Punara Janma. Vasudeva replied, Mukunda got your association in the beginning. As such, he has taken shelter at your lotus feet. That is his transcendental rebirth. Chotahana Mukundebe Paila Marajishta Tumara Kripa Patra Tate Sarva Gune Shreshta. Thus Vasudev Dad admitted his inferiority to Mukunda, his younger brother. Although Mukunda is my junior, he said, he first received your favor, consequently senior to me. Besides that, you very much favored Mukunda. Thus he is superior in all good qualities. So Vasudev Dad is showing his great humility. Puna Prabhu Kahi Amitamara Nimite Dvi Pushtaka Aniyachi Dakshina Haite. The Lord said, for your sake only I have brought two books from South India. Srupera Taniyache Lahata Likya Vasudeva Anandata Pushtana. The books are being kept with Srup Damodar and you can get them copied. Hearing this, Vasudeva became very glad. Pratyeka Vaishnava Sabe Likya Lahila Krame Krame Dvi Granta Sarvatra Vyapila. Indeed, each and every Vaishnava copied the two books. By and by, the two books, that is the Brahma Sanhita and Krishna Karanamrita, were broadcast all over India. Because Brahma Sanhita, it's the fifth chapter of the Brahma Sanhita, and that is spoken by, guess who? Lord Brahma. And those are the famous Chintamani prayers, which Prabhupada and the Acharyas say, show us, manifest all the truths of Krishna consciousness. Sambandhabi Deyam Prayojana. Wow. And Krishna Karnamrita is written by Bilvamangal Thakur. Beautiful book. But the Krishna Karnamrita is meant for very, very advanced devotees. And the Brahma Sangita is read by everybody. So, let me explain, why Vasudev Das is more dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than Mukunda's brother. Is because Vasudev Das stay in forever and ever and ever, not just to stay in the material world, so that everybody else can go back to Godhead. He was willing to take everybody's sins on his head. Not just his followers, not just his disciples, not just people who surrendered to him, which makes him a greater figure than most other religious figures. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you won't have to do that, but by your desire it has happened. So by Vasudev Das's desire, we are here. So you may say, Vasudev Das, never heard of him. What about His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada? Well, all of these Vaishnavas, they're all connected, which is a very wonderful thing to think about. How if you are Krishna conscious, I know that's a hard one, but if we are Krishna conscious, we are all, you, me, me. So we're always connected with each other and with these great acharyas. You're associating with Rupa Goswami, Vasudev Das, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunathas Goswami, Raghunabhata Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati Thakur, Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj, Gorkhashoda, all the way back to Radha and Krishna. We're never separated. And we don't need electronic devices to be connected. Anyway, so Vasudev Das, because he showed his humility and willingness to suffer for others' benefit, therefore he's considered greater than Mukunda. Of course, we're not saying Mukunda didn't desire that, but Vasudeva Dutt especially expressed that desire to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed with love. So what does that indicate? That if we have a desire and we attempt to bring other people to Krishna consciousness and are ready to shed, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, gallons of blood to bring someone to Krishna consciousness. What does it mean, gallons of blood? Do we really have to just open our arms and hands up and shed blood? No, it means endeavor and struggle and think about what's the best person thing for that particular individual. Not be ritualistic. And apply Krishna consciousness according to time, place, and circumstance. That's very important. Because if we apply ritualistically, we're still interested in ourselves. Other people, and we're compassionate, we will understand where other people are at and give them Krishna consciousness according to the situation. If we're just applying things ritualistically, paramarichan, I know I pronounced that deliberately wrong, paramarichan. It's the first time I heard it pronounced like that. If we are preaching at people, it's just about us and our own impurities and our own profit adoration distinction. Because someone reached heavy to me, it took me 2 more years to shave my head or join the Krishna consciousness movement. Someone didn't think, oh, this poor soul, what an opportunity to unload my understanding of the shastras on this person. Boom! The shotgun approach. Anyway, that is not compassion. That is passion. What's the difference between compassion and passion? Passion is about me. Like people say, I'm very passionate. Romeo, Juliet, you know that story in Shakespeare? Oh, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? So that's passion. It's about me. Compassion is about the other person. So even in preaching Krishna consciousness, when we're preaching, it can be just about us. Try to understand. It can't be, if it's, well, it can be, but if it is about us, it's not going to be effective. It has to be about Krishna and the other person. That's important. Okay. The Lord addressed Shivas and his brothers with great love and affection, saying, I'm so obliged that I purchased you 4 brothers. Shivasa kahina kina kahavi parita kipamoniye charibhai ayi tamara kata. Shrivas then replied to the Lord, why are you speaking in the contradictory way? Rather, we 4 brothers have been purchased by your mercy. Shankare dekiya kahi namodare sogaurava priti amara tamara upare. After seeing Shankara, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Damodar, my affection for you is on the platform of awe and reverence. So here the Lord is addressing Damodar Pandit, who is different from Swarup Damodar. Damodar Pandit is the elder brother of Shankara. Thus the Lord informed Damodar that his affection toward him was on the platform of awe and reverence. However, the Lord's affection toward his younger brother Shankara was on the platform of pure love. Wow. What is the difference? Well, awe and reverence is the reciprocation that one has with the Lord. Understanding is the Lord, our Father, who are in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And I was actually hearing a very interesting conversation Prabhupada was having to try to prove to people that Jesus Christ or God wanted people to be vegetarians. He said, God said, give us this day our daily bread. He didn't say, give us this day our daily meat. Why did he say bread? That's funny. Anyway, so when one approaches the Lord, because he's the Lord, he's the order supplier, he's great, Lord Chaitanya is God, and he is God. Krishna is God. I haven't even thought about that one. Yes, I did. So, if you approach in that mood, then you get reciprocated with in that mood too. Okay? You're approaching God, who is the Father, Ishwara, Padma, Krishna. All right, you approach him like that, and then he reciprocates with you. Okay. Bow down, Mr. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So, but if one approaches Krishna as his friend, Krishna likes that even more, and Krishna reciprocates in that way. If one approaches Krishna as God, then Krishna reciprocates with that. Yeyata mam prapajante tams tataiva vajamiham. Krishna states that in the Gita. As they reciprocate with me, I reciprocate with them. Everybody has an equal opportunity. And some people, just by their nature, are situated in an on-reverent relationship with God. That just happens to be their nature. Change someone's nature. Just like you're not going to change Hanuman's nature. You're not going to change Prahlad Maharaj's nature. And that's their perfection. They are perfect like that. Whereas others are perfect just being a friend of Krishna or the lover of Krishna or the mommy of Krishna. Shira kevala prema shankara upare adaiva dhamara sange rakaha shankare. Therefore, keep your younger brother Shankara with you because he is connected to me by pure unalloyed love. Wow. Better keep your pure devotee close. Then you'll get more mercy from me. Just like if you're going to see an important man and the man is friends with your brother and you keep your brother next to you, you'll get to see the important man. But if you're not friends with him, it's unlikely you'll get to see the important man. Damodara kahe shankara chota hamahaite evi amara padabhai tamara kripate. Okay. Damodara Pandit replied, Shankara is my younger brother, but from today he becomes my elder brother because of your special mercy upon him. So, elder, or let's say etiquette, has a special turn when you're dealing with Vaishnava advancement. Someone is more advanced than you spiritually, even though they're a younger devotee, even though they're just initiated, then you consider them senior. Oh my God. But under ordinary circumstances, an older person, someone is getting out of hand and using their annotation. Okay, I'm disabling annotation for others. And I'm going to erase that annotation. There we go. Okay, please do not use your annotation, because if you do, anyway, it's off right now for you. Annotation is when you can draw lines on the screen when you're sharing something or talking about something with someone. And someone did it, and with an A20, and I disabled it. So anyway, so Shivanande Kahi Prabhu Tamara Mate Gadanu Ragahai Janiyagi Haite. Then turning to Shivananda saying, the Lord said, I know that from the very beginning your affection for me has been very great. So what you're seeing here is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaging in loving exchanges with his devotees. You would think, why doesn't he just get everybody to chant Hare Krishna? Forget about all this mushy gushy stuff. But this mushy gushy stuff, sorry for that expression, is important in relationship to devotees. Lord praising the devotees, Lord Chaitanya is glorifying them, Lord Chaitanya is talking about his relationship with the devotees. It's just a very sweet thing. And that's religion. That's real religion. That's real dharma. Real sweet relationship. Dati prati gurunati guyam akyati prichiti bhunte bhuchite charva. Like Lord Chaitanya arranged for prasadam for all those devotees. Shuni Shivananda Sena Pema Vishtahana Dhanavadhana Pade Padiya. Immediately upon hearing this, Shivananda Sena became absorbed in ecstatic love and fell down on the ground offering obeisances to the Lord. He then began to recite the following verse. Vimanjitananta Bavarnavantash Chirayame Kulam Ivasi Labdaha Twayapi Labda Dam Bhagavanitanim Anuttamam Patramidam Vyayaha. O my Lord, O Unlimited One, although I was merged in the ocean of nations, I have now, after a long time, attained you, just as one may attain the seashore. My dear Lord, by getting me, you have obtained the right person upon whom to bestow your causeless mercy. This is verse 21 from the Stotra Ratna, composed by Alabhandaru. Yamunacharya, that means Yamunacharya was the conqueror. There's a whole wonderful story about that. One's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be reestablished. Why am I repeating that word? Am I just stuck on hold or something like that, like some bad movie on your computer? Because at one point it was established. And we are reestablishing it. That's why Prabhupada said, back to home, back to Godhead. Not go to home, back to God. Oh, not go to home, Godhead, but home. Reviving our original relationship. Wow. Even after one has fallen to the ocean of nescience. What is nescience? Nescience. Ignorance. Which is the ocean of material existence in which we are in. Involving the repetition of birth, death, old age, and disease, all arising out of the acceptance of the material body. There are 8,400,000 species of material life, and in the human body one attains a chance to get release from the repetition of birth and death. When one becomes the Lord's devotee, he is rescued from this dangerous ocean of birth and death. The Lord is always prepared. There is another absolute word. To shower his mercy upon fallen souls struggling against miserable material conditions. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 15:7, Mahamibhangsa Jibloke Jibabhuta Sanatana Manaksha Stani Indriyani Prakati Stani Koshati. Living entities in this conditional world are my eternal fragmental parts due to conditioned life. They are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. So we are part and parcel of Krishna. We're like chips off the old block. And as parts and parcel of Krishna, Krishna loves us like a man or a woman loves their children. Unalloyed. Thus every, and Krishna is just making plans for us to come back. He's hankering for us to come back. He's an anxiety because we are here and separated from him. But he wants us to come back. Voluntarily, not forcefully. Thus, every living being is struggling hard in this material nature. Actually, the living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and when he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he attains release from the ocean of birth and death. The Lord, being very kind to fallen souls, is always, in other words, always anxious to get the living entity out of the ocean of nescience. If the living entity understands position and surrenders to the Lord, his life becomes successful. Jai Prabhupada. Pratame Murari Gupta Prabhurena Mithya Bahirete Pariache, Dandavat Hana. Murariputta at first did not meet the Lord, but rather remained outside the door, falling down like a stick to offer his obeisance. Humility, humility. Murariputta is Hanuman, actually. He's the incarnation of Hanuman and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and a great devotee of Lord Ram, not of Radha and Krishna. But the same people, the same God, but in a different manifestation. Murari na deki aprabhu karyan veshana. Murari laite dana aila bahu shana. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not see Murari amongst the devotees, he inquired about him. Thereupon, many people immediately went to Murari to take him to the Lord. And Murari Gupta was the one who wrote the Katacha, the diary, which detailed Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in the early years in Mayapur. Wow, very important. And Chaitanya Bhagavat, based on that diary, and practically all the biographies of Lord Chaitanya, at least the early biographies of Lord Chaitanya, that is, the biographies that dealt with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's early years, come from the diary of Murari Gupta. Trina dui guchat Murari darshane hariya Mahaprabhu age kela dainya dina hana. Thus Murari Gupta, catching two bunches of straw in his teeth, went before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with humility and meekness. Murari dikya prabhu aila milite pache bhage murari lagila kalite. Upon seeing Murari come to meet him, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went up to him, but Murari began to run away and speak as follows. Wow. Morena chunya prabhu munita pamara tumara sparsha yogya nahi papa kalevara. Lord, please do not touch me. I am most abominable and not fit for you to touch because my body is sinful. Oh my God. Prabhu kahi murari kara dainya sambarana tumara dainya deki mora vidirna hayamana. The Lord said, my dear Murari, please restrain your unnecessary humility. My mind is disturbed to see your meekness. Eta bali prabhu tanre kaila lingana nikati vasana kare anga samarjana. Saying this, the Lord embraced Murari and had him sit down by his side. The Lord then began to cleanse his body with his own hands. Wow. See how much love is there between the Lord and his devotees and the devotees with each other. We really need to imbibe that spirit if we're going to be successful in bringing people to Krishna consciousness. There has to be love between the devotees. Not lust, love. Real love and affection. Acharya Ratna Vijanini Pandita Gadadhara Gangadasa Harivata Bata, sorry. Acharya Purandara Pratyeka Sabara Prabhu Kari Gunagana Puna Puna Alingya Karila Sabana. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then again and again embraced all the devotees, including, he's embracing all the devotees. This love, including Acharya Ratna, Vijanidhi, Pandita Gadadhara, Gangadasa Hari Papa, and Acharya Purandara. The Lord described their good qualities and glorified them again and again. Sabare Samani, Prabhura Haila Hulasa, Haridase Nadekahi, Kahan Haridasa. After thus offering respect to each and every devotee, not only embracing them, offering respects to each and every devotee. Wow. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very jubilant, however not seen. Haridas Thakur, he inquired, where is Haridas? Remember, Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family, so he was very humble, but he was the greatest devotee. He was the Namacharya, that means the main teacher of the holy name. And he would chant, ooh, so many rounds every day. relax. Oh my God. Relax with friends. Haite Harirasa. If you don't want to know how many, that's 192 pounds. Ooh. It's a lot. Actually, a little less. 3 lakhs, a little less than 192 pounds. Dura Haite Harirasa Goshani Dekia. Rajapata Prante Pari. Ache Dandavatana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then saw in the distance that Haridas Thakur was lying down flat on the road offering obeisances. Milanastane asi praburana milina rajapata prante dure padyarahila. Haridas Thakur did not come to the Lord's meeting place but remained fallen flat on the common road at a distance. Bhakti sabadana hila Hadirasenite, Prabhutamaya Nvilite Chahe, Kalahavtvarite. All the devotees then went to Haridas Thakur, saying, the Lord wants to meet you. Please come immediately. Hadirasakahe, Muninicha Jati Chara, Mandira Nikati Aite, Moranahi Adhikara. Hadirasa Thakur replied, I cannot go near the temple because I am a low caste, abominable person. I have no authority to go there. And Prabhupada comments that although Haridas Thakur was such an highly exalted Vaishnava that he was addressed as Haridas of the Sangha, he still did not like to disturb the common sense of the general populace. In other words, he was concerned with the material culture. It had nothing to do with spirituality. So it's really important when presenting Krishna consciousness, we don't want to disturb the minds of those who are materially attached. Krishna says that! And encourage them to work in a spirit of devotion. You can go fashion people. So Haridas Thakur understood that point. He understood the best thing for Lord Chaitanya's movement was that he remained some distance away. Not that he was less qualified, not that Lord Chaitanya considered him less qualified, but he was thinking of the overall good of Lord Chaitanya's mission. Haridas Thakur was so exalted that he was addressed as Thakur and Goshani, and these titles are offered to the most advanced Vaishnavas. The spiritual master is generally called a Goshani. And Thakur is used to address the Paramahansas, those in the topmost rank of spirituality. Just like we have Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Haridas Thakur did not want to go near the temple, although he was called there by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. The Jagannath temple still accepts only those Hindus who are in the Varnashram order. Other castes, especially those who are not Hindu, are not allowed to enter the temple. And who even knows what a Hindu is? This is a long-standing regulation, and thus Haridas Thakur, although certainly competent and qualified to enter the temple, did not want even to go near it. This is called Vaishnava humility. So as far as what a Hindu is, nobody knows. It's a geographical designation because those who are not in India, they used to call people in India in terms of the other side of the mountains or the other side of the sea, Shindu, Shindu. Shindu could sometimes mean ocean or sea or something like that. And because they couldn't pronounce the S very nicely, they go, Hindu. And so it was geographical designation for those who lived in India were called Hindus before Muslims came. And so it was an external designation, not an internal designation. You know, 500 years ago, people weren't going around saying, you know, I'm a Hindu. But the Muslims were using that word. Look at the Hindus. And eventually, it became an accepted internal word, too. Referring to everybody who wasn't a Muslim and a Christian, basically. Or whatever, you know. They were called Hindus after some time. Geographical designation. Of course, Zoroastrians, I don't think they were called Hindus. But anyway, you know, it turned out to be a really wide label for all sorts of people. Nowadays, if you take a course in the university, you may be exposed, if your teacher's a little liberal, to the definition of Hindu or Hinduism as either a Vaishnavite, Shaivite, impersonal, or one of a number of things, Shaktas. You know, you may have like 20 different groups under the Hindu umbrella. But generally in the university, they will teach Hinduism as like something taught in the Ramakrishna Mission of Vivekananda, like impersonalism, you know, Shankara. Generally, they'll say, they'll define Hinduism as that which was taught by Shankaracharya, which is impersonalism. Anyway, so the word Hindu or Hinduism doesn't mean a damn thing, I'm sorry. It doesn't mean anything. It's a geographical designation, and practically you will find people utilizing that designation, believing in a lot of different things. You'll find people who eat meat, they'll consider themselves Hindus, people who, almost anything. You know, you hear about a Hindu temple where they have rats in it. So, we don't use that designation. We use the designation Sanatan Dharma. Of course, we're Vaishnavites too, which means worshippers of God. But Sanatan Dharma means eternal religious principles, eternal truths. Because Dharma means more than just religion. Sanatan means, of course, eternal. And Dharma means much more than religion. It means something that is the essential aspect of something. That's probably gives the example that the Dharma of water is liquid, except when it's ice. And the Dharma of fire is heat and light. So, you know, these are qualities that are part of something's constituent nature. So part of our nature is that we're servants of Krishna. That's, what is our Dharma? I'm a servant of Krishna. That's my Dharma, because it's eternal. It's my nature. I may have forgotten, but it's my eternal nature. Okay. Hopefully we cut off, because there's a thunderstorm going on right now. Thunderstorm means lightning. When I was young, my parents would tell me a thunderstorm, the sound of a thunderstorm comes because the old people, they're bowling up there in heaven. What an explanation. That is stranger than Santa Claus. To think that old people are up there bowling, like there's bowling alleys up there in heaven, and the old people are bowling. I mean, it's weird. That is extremely weird. Anyway, I never believed it. So Haridas Thakur then expressed a desire, if I could just get a solitary place near the temple, I could stay there alone and pass my time. So he just doesn't want to disturb the social order, even though he would like to see the deities. Jagannatha Seva Kera Morasparshanahi Hai Tahan Padi Rohon Mora Evanchahai. I do not wish the servants of Lord Jagannath to touch me. I would remain there in the garden alone. That is my desire. Ekata loka kiya prabhur ekahila shuniya prabhur amane vadasukahila. When this message was relayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the people, we were very happy to hear it. Hena kale kashi mishra padicha dvijana asya karela prabhura charana vandana. At this time, Kashi Mishra, along with the superintendent of the temple, came and offered his respects unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarva Vaishnava Deki Sukhabada Paila Yata Yogya Bhat Savasane Anande Milila. Upon all the Vaishnavas together, Kashi Mishra and the superintendent became very happy. With great happiness, they met with the devotees in a befitting manner. In other words, giving them accommodation. That's what's going to be described here. Prabhupada dvijane kaila nivedane adya deha vaishnavera kare samadane. Well, submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give us orders so that we may make proper arrangements to accommodate all the Vaishnavas. Sabara kariyachi vasagriha stana mahaprasada savakare kari samadana. Accommodations have been arranged for all the Vaishnavas. Now let us distribute mahaprasadam to all them. Jai. Prabhu kahi gopinatha yaha vaishnavalana yahan yahan kahi bhasa tahan dehalana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately told Gopinathacharya, please go with the Vaishnavas and accommodate them in whatever residences Kashi Mishra and the temple superintendent offered. Mahaprasadana deha maninathastane sarva vaishnava rinho karibe samadane. The Lord told Kashi Mishra and the temple superintendent, as for the remnants of food left by Jagannath, let them be delivered to Vaninatha Raya's charge, for he can take care of all the Vaishnavas and distribute Mahaprasadam to them. Amara nikate pushpero udyane ekakani gare kache padama nirjane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, nearby my place in this garden of flowers is a single room that is very solitary. Seskara amakeha achipani vritte vashyata kivasmarana. Please give that room to me, for I have a need for it. Indeed, I shall remember the lotus feet of the Lord sitting in that solitary place. The statement of Mahaprabhu is significant. Nibrite vashya kahan kariva smarana. I shall sit down there in that solitary place and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Neophyte students are not to imitate sitting in a solitary place and remembering the lotus feet of the Lord by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We should always remember that it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who wanted such a place, either for himself or Haridas Thakur. No one can suddenly attain the level of Haridas Thakur and sit down in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Only an exalted person like Haridas Thakur or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is personally exhibiting proper behavior of an acharya, can engage in such a practice. Let's see how long this is. No, we can finish. At the present moment, we see that some of the members of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness are tending to leave their preaching activities in order to sit in a solitary place. This is not a very good sign. It is a fact that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur has condemned this process for neophytes. He has even stated in his song, Pratistadakatare Nirjaneragare Tavaharinama Kivala. Kaitava, sitting in a solitary place intending to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is considered a cheating process. This practice is not possible for neophytes at all. The neophyte devotee must act and work very laboriously under the direction of the spiritual master, and he must thus preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only after maturing in devotion can he sit down in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to teach us a lesson, he traveled all over India continuously for 6 years and only then retired at Jagannath Puri. Even at Jagannath Puri, the Lord chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in great meetings at the Jagannath Temple. The point is that one should not try to imitate Haridas Thakur at the beginning of one's transcendental life. One must first become very mature in devotion and thus receive the approval of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only at such a time may one actually sit down peacefully in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. The senses are very strong, and if a neophyte devotee imitates Haridas Thakur, his enemies, kama, prada, bhoga, moha, mada, matsarya, means lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, etc., will disturb and fatigue him. Instead of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the neophyte will simply sleep soundly. Preaching work is meant for advanced devotees, and when an advanced devotee is further elevated on the devotional scale, he may retire to chant the Hare Krishna Mantra in a solitary place. However, if one simply imitates advanced spiritual life, he will fall down just like the Sahajas in Vrindavan. And we've seen that happen many, many, many times. So, so today we went up to text 176. So we're going to take some questions. I have to end shortly before the hour because I have another meeting on the hour. So let us take some questions. You can either write your questions, you can either raise your hand, or you can unmute yourself. And I'll notice all three of those things if they happen. You raise your hand, I will see it. If you unmute yourself, I will see it. And if you write a question, I will see it. So, who has a question? Who wants to unmute themselves? Or who wants to raise their hand? Going once. Oh my God. Everybody's become self-realized here. Nobody has any questions anymore. You're all so advanced. I mean, it's just like, I should just take shelter at everyone's lotus feet. Oh, here's a, Hare Krishna Gumaraj, since there is a regular 5MCC class, would you like to continue the trend on Janmashtami? I don't know what I'm going to be doing on Janmashtami. I am giving a class later in the evening for the devotees and Austin Tech Janmashtami. We will see what time I do it on Janmashtami. Janmashtami is like a wild time. Stage slot, not for me. I'm not preaching on the stage. I'm not preaching on the stage during Janmashtami because there's so many crowds and people don't pay attention. So don't reserve any stage slots for me. It's just like, it's hopeless because people don't pay attention. If people don't pay attention, I am not going to speak. Janmashtami, everybody's running around, meeting with their friends, taking darshan of the deities, screaming as loud. You can do whatever you want. But I, Janmashtami, I am engaging Nirjana Bhajan. No, not really. So.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. This is Radha Padma.
Oh, Radha Padma, you have a question.
Yes, Gurudev. Please accept my humble obeisances. Gurudev, my question is, if we are not able to please the spiritual master, then does Krishna accept our services? For example, this question was coming in my mind that often our schedule is quite upside down all the time. And to please you, yeah, it's important that your instruction is to wake for everybody. It's usually wake up early, sleep early, wake up early, and chant early. But yes, sometimes we're not able to follow that. So the days when we're not able to follow this, does that mean that Krishna does not take our, does not accept our services or does not accept offerings?
All right. First, a joke. That means you're a rascal. That's just a joke. Okay. Now we'll really answer it. The answer is that situations arise. Krishna and the spiritual master understand these things. If you have like an unusual schedule, if you happen to be married to a doctor who's up all night long, which I know you are. So these things happen. All you just try your best. All we can do is try your best. And you can't be, don't be fanatic about these things. And, you know, some, like Prabhupada got the instruction to preach in the West, and it took him like so many years to do it. But because he focused on that instruction and knew that that was the goal, then he was always connected to his guru. So you try your best. You know, I don't. Like if I'm up all night long on Janmashtami, I don't get up early the next morning. That'd be crazy. You know, I'm up all night on Janmashtami, which is usually happens. So, good question. Here's another question. Hare Krishna Gurudev. So, my respectful chanting. As we chanting temple, usually when we sit one place, here it is said not to sit at a solitary place and chant. No, what Prabhupada means is not, when he says not to sit at a solitary place and chant, he is referring to someone who goes to live in a solitary place without anyone else around. And that's called Nirjana Bhajana. But still, if you can chant nicely by sitting in a solitary place and then you go about your regular business, that's fine. But Prabhupada here is referring to someone who lives in a solitary place. Just a saying, don't leave that solitary place. That's not practical for the Krishna consciousness movement. So that's clarification of what Prabhupada said. Maharaj, although solitary not rank of people like me, but I refer to him as yes, that's fine. Yes, do rounds, solitary place. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said you can even lock yourself in a closet and put something in your ears. That's fine. But don't live in a solitary place. I'm just clarifying what Prabhupada said. Yeah, you can put yourself in a closet and you can chant nice japa, do it. If you can go for in a canoe and not just do it. But don't live in a solitary place. Work for the Krishna conscious movement. You know, I want to question it and then I answer. When things happen to us in life, we see Krishna behind whatever it is. But when we pray to Krishna, do we continue to confide in him as a friend? Yep. For example, something bad happens to us, that can make Krishna disillusioned because he's behind it. No, the friend does everything for our benefit. You could say, Krishna, I don't know why the hell you did this, but I know you did it for my benefit. Yeah, it's a confusion thing. Could we confide in him as our friend and separate him from the all-knowing arranger behind our situations? Not really in the beginning. He's our friend, he's taking care of us, but you know, the way he takes care of us may not be exactly in the way that we want him to take care of us, but it's in our best interest. He's like my mother who said, I am punishing you because I love you. And I said to her, do not love me. And if this is love, I don't want anything to do with it. But she did it because she loved me. Important thing. And with that in note, with that in mind, we have to end because we have another appointment at 6. Thank you very much. See you same time, same station tomorrow evening, tomorrow morning, whatever, wherever.